Lots of things happening, and always to find out what's going on with United Way of Greater Lorain County, we get Ryan Aroney to stop in. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
And lots going on. Field day was one of those things we talked about the last time you had, and that requires nice weather, right, to be outside and do all sorts of things.
It does,
What
yeah.
was it like for your field day, and when did that take place?
It took place mid-September, and the weather was perfect. It was amazing. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was actually a little warmer than we had hoped. I think it got up into the 80s, but kids loved it. This is an event we do. It's kind of a double partnership, a partnership of partnerships, if you will. But our United We Sweat initiative that offers free fitness and wellness classes across the county and all the great partners that make that up, and also our Common View Community Collaborative that's focused in Midview, Clearview, and Fireland school districts. This particular event happened at Midview. It was 5th through 8th graders, about 1,000 kids that come out for an afternoon, and partners from different community organizations and volunteers facilitate fitness classes to teach these kids activities that they can do to be healthy, to get their heart rate up, to be active, but that you don't really need equipment
for. So what kind of things...
They were teaching them how to do lunges. They were teaching them how to run in place and do different exercises. There were also stations. They were doing a tug of war in one station. They were doing scarf juggling in another station. There was like a health fair that were giving them information on, you know, why not to use tobacco and the dangers of drinking and drinking and driving. So just a really holistic approach. And the whole idea was to not only teach these kids with one day of really fun activities, but to empower them to become leaders, to take that message to their friends, to take it home to their parents and their siblings. And the Common View Collaborative, through the partnership in Midview Schools, continues that messaging and that curriculum throughout the year. So it really will build on that and empower these kids to be leaders in that community so that message of healthy living can spread.
And maybe at some point when they become leaders, they can take part in your Week of Caring, which requires other community leaders and people just getting out and want to help in their neighborhood or in the community that they work in.
Yeah, and the Week of Caring actually was kind of in that same time frame. It's a full week of giving back. We have volunteer projects at all different sites throughout the county. This is actually the 26th year that we've done some sort. It used to be a day of caring, and it grew into the Week of Caring. And this year we provided over 200 hours of service with volunteers from everything from cleaning up a park to building and really creating a food pantry, putting in garden beds at schools, just really meaningful things that wouldn't otherwise get done without that additional capacity, the people power from volunteers. And so it's a one-week way to get people engaged and to spread out throughout the community. But then through the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, we have year-round opportunities for people to get involved. So if that's a gateway and people get interested that way, they can continue. And if people are just hearing about it now for the first time, it's okay. You didn't miss the opportunity. You can always check United Way's website, uwlorainecounty.org, and we've got volunteer projects everywhere throughout the year.
You also have something going on today.
We do.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so... Really, great example of collaboration and kind of corporate and nonprofit sector coming together. And United Way has partnered with Invacare, a just tremendous United Way and community supporter. And also our friends at Ross Builders. I actually went through Leadership Lorain County with Nick Ross, and so I would consider Nick a friend, but Ross Builders are a friend of United Way. They helped us out on the build-out of our new building in downtown Lorain. So together, United Way, Invacare, Ross Builders are building a wheelchair ramp for a family in need in Lorain. It's closely aligned with the mission of Invacare, and they're providing volunteers. So folks who work there are getting an opportunity to actually have some time off work to come out and volunteer and do this really meaningful project. The skilled contractors at Ross Builders are volunteering their time to kind of lead the build. And then our own Bill Harper is going to be there as well, just as a volunteer, just as a guy who happens to have some experience with, building, and he'll be there. So it's just, something that's really needed. I wish we could do this more and kind of go around the community and with volunteers and with donation of the supplies, we probably could do more of this. But this is one great example of when all those people come together, we can do something really amazing.
How did you identify that family?
Well, it just kind of through partnerships, you know, we knew there was a family in need, and these wheelchair ramps are obviously greatly needed, but also really expensive. So it's just a family that was identified through some of the work we're doing in the community. You know, it just all kind of came together because around the same time we had heard from Invacare that they were interested in doing some sort of volunteer project. The Week of Caring was happening, so we had been putting out, you know, recruitment information to our corporate partners, and it just all came together. And once we had the family lined up and the volunteers ready, we reached out to Ross Builders, knowing, you know, how community-focused they are, and we had that relationship, and they just didn't hesitate. They jumped at the chance to help.
It almost seems that it wasn't really planned as such, but it just was. It was enough of these informations out there, and what United Way does is bring people together with collaboratives and thinking, how can you put this together? And it's a two-day project, takes up some time from people to help out, but yet it impacts a family greatly, and it allows them to have more freedom and mobility for that.
You're absolutely right. We bring people together to make great things happen. It's kind of one of the taglines of United Way. And it's just, you know, it's being involved in the community. It's having great partnerships. It's having relationships. And we're always looking to connect people with an interest and with some sort of expertise to the initiatives that will matter and will help them fulfill their goals in the community, but will be really meaningful and help people in the community as well. And that ultimately is what United Way is all about, bringing a bunch of people together to get some really awesome things done. And this is, again, just another example of that.
Does Bill have his own tool belt?
He does. So little known fact about United Way's Bill Harper is that he is just an amazingly handy person. And, you know, things around the office, first of all, I think it makes him a great leader. When things around the office need done or need fixed or need cleaned, he just does it. You know, as an executive director.
Well, any leader with a hammer is always a good leader.
That's all I mentioned, just depending on how they use it.
Right.
Yeah, and he's just a great leader, and he has the expertise. And, you know, I think people appreciate seeing the director, you know, a CEO type of person out in the community rolling up their sleeves and getting their hands dirty. And Bill is that type of leader, and he's not doing it for a photo op or you know, he's not going to come in there and just make an appearance. He's taken 2 days off, you know, out of the office to be out there and do that. And he'll be involved, and he'll do everything that's needed of him. And he enjoys doing it, and he's good at it. So the reason he's there is because he's good at it. We needed an extra skilled person out there to help with the volunteers, and that was Bill's role for the day.
Next time Bill comes in, we should show him that giant wrench that they have over there in the engineering department. It's a crescent wrench that's the size of a Louisville Slugger.
I thought you were going to say maybe we could put him to work here, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, he sits in these chairs enough. Maybe at one point we could ask him to try to fix some of that. But it's good to know. And, you know, that's the thing about you find out through United Way the talents of the other people that come together, especially with the volunteer connection. Right?
Yeah, the volunteering is fun for me because, it never fails. We'll do some project, build a garden bed, for example. And you show up there, and it's just a group of random people who, you know, you may or may not have a prior relationship with. And without fail, there's somebody there who's done that before. Oh, hey, I've built a garden bed before. And it's like, okay, great, lead us.
Right.
And, you know, we just did a project at General Johnny Wilson Park with Poly One Corporation as part of the Week of Caring. And it was the same thing. We had mulching and we had painting, but we ended up having some pretty skilled work that we had to do. We were rebuilding a pergola and some picnic tables. And it turns out we had a few skilled people there who just knew exactly everything that was needed. And so the rest of us just kind of assisted and supervised in my case or took pictures. But they were great. And that always happens. There's people who have maybe hidden talents or talents you wouldn't necessarily expect. And through the volunteer projects, which is what I always pitch, people get a vehicle to be leaders. You know, there are many great leaders in our community, and not everybody has that natural channel to use that leadership. Maybe they're at a position in work where they don't get to use that. Through volunteering, they have that outlet, and they can become great leaders. And in fact, our whole model of volunteering is based on having volunteer leaders, people who actually get trained to be the leader who is the lead person at a project. And I think that's needed, and it's an outlet for people to show their leadership or build leadership experience if they don't necessarily have that at work.
I just like to get to say the word pergola. Pergola.
I've been watching too much HGTV.
Yes, exactly. Who needs a pergola? if people are interested in getting involved with the volunteering or, you know, maybe helping donate to United Way, what's a good place for them to do that?
Always on our website is a great place, uwlorainecounty.org. We're really committed to reporting to the community and to donors on the work that we're doing, and we keep that website updated, same as social media at UW Lorain County. And we always welcome phone calls, 277-6530. We love talking to folks out in the community.
Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorain County joining us here this morning. Before you go, how many games for the Indians against the Astros?
I hope three for the in the good way, but I'll take a win.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. Is that our motto or was that the Cavs? I don't remember.
It could be. And Cavs showing up last night, first game for the Cavaliers as well. And we got hockey on the air tomorrow night, Craig, so we're going to get the Blue Jackets as they open up another season.
Good. So. We saw golf yesterday at Sweetbriar.
It's all about the sports, yep.
Yeah.
Ryan, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
my pleasure.
Your time.
Thank you, guys.
It is eight, but you notice Ryan's the United Way windbreaker he's wearing this morning. There's every season he comes in with something new after that. I'm waiting for the toque. Is that what they call it? What's the United Way stocking cap? Have you branched?
I have one of those. I do.
Of course you do. Go United Way.